Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
It's our News Digest today, and we're going to be talking about something that's probably very controversial in Taiwan, the compulsory education program, which was recently adopted by the government. And, of course, it's causing all sorts of problems. Some people think it's a good idea. Some people think it's a terrible idea, and they just kind of cooked this thing up, and it's half-baked, and they didn't really think about it, and now it's law. So it's kind of up for you guys to discuss. We're just going to talk about this news story and be as objective as possible.
Yeah, a lot of things that happen in the news are very controversial, you could say. If it causes a controversy, it means a lot of people have very strong opinions about it. They tend to argue about it. Those are the kind of stories that newspapers, television news stations, they love these kind of stories because a lot of people will tune in to hear what's going on with this. Taiwan's legislative UN is just like a lot of other countries' legislative bodies. They pass laws, and some people are happy with them, and others aren't. So we're going to talk about the facts behind this new education program. I don't have an opinion on it.
But I don't either.
A lot of people out there do, so you can talk about it after we finish discussing the vocabulary inside this article. First, though, we're going to read through our article, and then we'll be back.
Taiwan pushes ahead with 12-year compulsory education program. Taiwan's legislative yuan made waves when it passed a law to drastically change the island's educational system. Lawmakers narrowly voted in favor of the senior high school education law, which raises the nation's compulsory minimum education requirements from 9 to 12 years. In addition, a tuition-free senior high school education will be provided for the majority of students. Only students whose annual family income is above 1.48 million NT dollars will be required to pay for senior high school tuition fees. Another key aspect of the law is that it will start to phase out high school entrance exams. When the plan goes into effect in 2014, roughly a quarter of Taipei senior high schools will still be permitted to administer entrance exams for students. However, by 2019, officials expect that high school entrance exams will be eliminated completely. Not everyone was pleased by the changes to the educational system, though. For a while, it even seemed as if the law might not get enough support to be passed. Parents whose children attend the top senior high schools in Taiwan feared that doing away with entrance exams would decrease the quality of education at these elite schools. Many wealthy families were upset because they felt that it was unfair to exclude them from a free education just because they are rich. Others accused the Ministry of Education of hurrying through the process without having a clear plan in place. Despite all the controversies surrounding the plan, now that the gears are already in motion, the Ministry of Education hopes that everything will go smoothly.
Okay, everybody, let's take a look at the title first here. If you push ahead with something, it gives you the impression that maybe it's happening too fast or there's some disagreement about something, but someone's just forcing something to go ahead. We're talking here about a 12-year compulsory education program here in Taiwan. Compulsory is a word that means it's required by a law or by a rule. You can have compulsory education laws, but you can also have compulsory retirement laws within companies. Some companies say that when you reach a certain age, you must retire. There's no other option. You don't have a choice. Here we're talking about a new program in Taiwan that will enforce the fact that all kids have to attend 12 years of education before they can quit.
and find a job or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You could also have compulsory military service,
uh-huh.
which is required for men in this country. Not the women, but just the men here. When I first came to Taiwan, I think it was 2 years compulsory military service. Now I'm not sure what it is. Is it a year or 8 months or something? I'll have to ask some people. But in any case, we're talking about this compulsory education program. Well, let's talk about what the legislative yuan has done recently. Yuan here is the Chinese word for that, and I guess since there's not really an equivalent word in English, we just go ahead and use the Chinese one. Okay, so Taiwan's legislative yuan made waves when it passed a law to drastically change the island's educational system. The legislative yuan is the legislature. It is comprised of people who are elected to serve from different districts all around Taiwan. That's a governing body here. And this body of lawmakers made waves. If you make waves, that means you usually cause some controversy. You do something, you stir things up, you stir up trouble. What was a nice calm lake with no problems is now a bunch of waves all over the place. It's very rough, and therefore that means that you've just caused some controversy.
Yeah. Sometimes it just is something that causes people to notice you. There was a musical award show in the United States a couple of months ago, and Miley Cyrus caused a lot of problems. She was making waves through her performance because it was kind of crude.
Ooh.
You could say she wasn't wearing many clothes. It also, as Tom says, can mean you're causing trouble or you're annoying people. Well, they made waves by passing a law to drastically change the island's educational system. Drastic is an adjective that means very extreme, very severe, very serious. So drastically is the adverb form of this. In recent years, I could say the number of children being born in Taiwan has dropped drastically. So the number has come down quite a bit. Well, they've passed a law that's really changed the educational system a lot here in Taiwan.
Right, the educational system. Now, we've got lawmakers here. Again, those are representatives in the legislative yuan, and they narrowly voted in favor of the senior high school education law. So narrowly, that's formed from the word narrow, which means it's very close. Sometimes roads are very narrow, or alleys and lanes here in Taiwan sometimes can be very narrow, so it's very difficult for cars to get past each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it just narrowly passed, just by a few votes, maybe one or two votes. And, well, the lawmakers voted in favor of what is called the senior high school education law. If you're in favor of something, you support it.
Mm-hmm. So what does it say in this law? It says it's going to raise the nation's compulsory minimum education requirements from 9 to 12 years. So if you raise something, you increase the level, you increase the amount. Here we're increasing the number of years from 9 years to 12 years. So if you have a requirement, it's a noun. It means this is something that must be done or must take place or something that's needed. For example, our bodies have certain nutritional requirements. We need to have certain vitamins and minerals in our bodies every day if we're going to be healthy. Here we're saying the minimum, which means the lowest number that's possible or allowed, is now no longer 9 years. You must at least attend school 12 years.
Right, so the government has raised the requirements from 9 to 12 years. To raise means to make something go up. For example, oh no, I have to move. My landlord has raised the rent.
Oh.
It's too expensive to live there. So they raised the requirements from 9 years to 12 years. Kids used to only have to go to school for 9 years and then they could quit and start working in the family business or something, but now they have to go for 12 years. In addition, also, tuition-free senior high school education will be provided for the majority of students. So here we've got tuition-free. That means they don't have to pay tuition. Tuition, of course, is the amount of money you pay to study someplace. You pay tuition when you go to university, for example.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of the kids who will be attending senior high school will no longer have to pay to attend because it's tuition free or no tuition. We're saying for the majority of students, the majority is more than half. So if I say a majority of the employees here at AMC are female, I'm saying more than half are female. So a lot of the kids who will be attending senior high school will no longer have to pay tuition, which is good news for a lot of people. Only students whose annual family income is above 1.48 million NT dollars a year will be required to pay for senior high school tuition fees. So that means most people won't have to pay for senior high school.
Right, except the rich people. So that, of course, means it's going to be a little controversial, but we'll talk about that in just a couple of seconds. Another key aspect of the law is that it will start to phase out high school entrance exams. So here, another key aspect. Here, key just means important, significant, and an aspect is just a part of something. Mm-hmm. So this law does a lot of things. Of course, it raises the requirements from 9 to 12 years. It also does away with tuition, but another thing that it does, it's going to phase out high school entrance examinations. And up till now, that was the way you got into a good high school, by taking that high school entrance exam. If you did well, hey, you got into a good high school, and you made your parents very proud.
We can phase out lots of things when we stop using it or making or doing something. But remember, if you use phase out, it has to happen gradually over a period of time. I know that I used to love the operating system Microsoft had at one point called XP. But after a while, they started phasing it out. They weren't supporting it, so I had to upgrade my operating system.
Well, I'm still using XP.
Oh.
Or Cha-Pi, as they say in Chinese.
Interesting.
But, yeah, it's kind of being phased out.
It is.
Eventually, you'll have to start using Windows 8 or something like
mm-hmm.
that. But here, yes, indeed, they are going to phase out those high school entrance exams. They're going to slowly get rid of them. And, hey, we're going to continue talking about this very interesting subject in just a couple of seconds. Let's take a time out now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第14单元。好，我们要读新闻。今天的新闻内容，我们要看台湾12年义务教育这个计划内容到底有什么样的波澜。好，首先第一段里面呢，我们先看到这边呢，第一句里头他提到了，诶，台湾的立法院通过了所谓改变台湾教育系统的法案，然后引起争议。那接下来呢，他又说到这个投票的结果呢是以些微的差距而通过了。那这个地方有一个字就是 narrowly， 我们来看一下 narrowly， 它是一个副词，那中文的解释呢有时候代表的是极窄的，但是呢它用法上在这里我们翻成勉勉强强的，差一点点怎么样，所以其实就这个投票的结果它是通过，是赞成，但是是勉强，就差那么一点点，然后呢他是通过了，可是差距不大。好，我们看到他常常呢后面跟着一些动词，比如说如果你讲 He narrowly escaped， 那就是他很危险的就差那么一点他逃过了。那如果你说 He was narrowly defeated， 那就是说他是被打败了，但是就差那么一点，如果他再好一点也许就不会被打败。所以这个副词其实呢用法上呢要特别注意。好，再来继续，它下面有一个文法的重点，就是在它接着 The Senior High School Education Law， 也就是我们把它翻成高级中等教育法。那这个法案当然是一个专有的名词，所以我们看到它后面有一个逗点然后再接 which， 注意到有逗点再接 which，这个就是一种非限定用法的关系子句。那后面这个 which 子句当然基本上不是用来限定是哪一条法案，而是附带补充说明，告诉大家有一个额外的讯息要让他了解的，就是说这个法案它本身呢它就让 这个国家的义务教育年限提升到12年。好，我们再看到这里有个动词 raise。raise 这个字其实非常的好用。那我们知道它在这里就是代表提升。那有时候它就代表提高、举高、抬高。所以你可以说 raise your voice, 把声音抬高。raise your hand, 把你的手举起来。那但是它有时候呢还可以当另外一个解释是养育。所以当你说raise a child, 那就是养育小孩。所以这个字本身其实这个及物动词非常的好用，有很多不同的解释。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's resume our lesson. So we're talking about the new compulsory education law that has come out. Again, we've talked about three aspects. The fact that they're raising the number of years kids have to go to school from 9 to 12. Lots of people won't have to pay tuition to go to high school except for rich people. And then the third aspect we talk about is that they will phase out the high school entrance exams, which we've known about for a long time. Now, the law is going to go into effect in 2014, which is, just less than a couple months away here. It's already December now. 2014 is just around the corner, but probably it's going to go into effect sometime during that year. If something goes into effect, that means it becomes official. It is actually the law, and everybody has to obey it.
Mm-hmm. Well, here it says that roughly a quarter of Taipei senior high schools will still be permitted to administer or give these entrance exams to students. Now, roughly means around that number. It's not exactly a quarter or 25%, which is a quarter, but it's close to that number. Roughly a quarter of the senior high schools in Taipei, at least, will be permitted to administer entrance exams for students. If you administer something, you manage it. So you can manage things in a lot of different ways. You can manage the operation of a company or the government, or maybe even the use of something like a property. You could administer a property. Here we're administering entrance exams. You're taking care of giving entrance exams to students who want to study at a particular high school. But at that point, only 25% of the schools here in Taipei, at least, will have the opportunity to give those exams.
I wonder if there's a difference between public high schools and private ones regarding this law. That's something that was not discussed in our article here. But in any case, a quarter of senior high schools in Taipei will still be allowed to give that test.
Yeah, but if it's a private organization, I don't think a government can control it.
Yeah, I was going to say, they probably can still have their own methods for selecting
If they
students.
Can't, we're living in a communist country.
True, yes, we still need to respect private enterprise.
Uh-huh.
But in any case, I think they're probably talking specifically about public high schools here. So roughly one quarter, 25% of those schools will be allowed, they will be permitted to give those tests. However, by 2019, 5 years from now, officials expect that high school entrance exams will be eliminated completely, 100%. So if you eliminate something, that means you totally get rid of that thing. Sometimes in sports tournaments,
uh-huh.
if you're playing another team and you're defeated, then you will be eliminated from the tournament. You can no longer compete. You've lost.
Oh, hard. Not everyone was pleased by the changes to the educational system, though. We've mentioned that it's controversial. People have different opinions about this law, and people are strongly disagreeing about it. For a while, it even seemed as if the law might not get enough support or votes to be passed. As if here is another way of saying as though or the way it would be. For a while, it seemed that the way it would be that the law wouldn't get enough votes, and so it wouldn't be passed. If you don't get enough support or votes, the law is not put on the books, you can say, and so we don't have to obey it. But it did get enough votes. It barely got enough votes. It narrowly passed. So parents whose children attend the top senior high schools in Taiwan have a problem with it because they fear that doing away with entrance exams might decrease the quality of education at these elite schools. If you do away with something, it's another way of saying eliminate or get rid of.
Right, to eliminate. And, of course, this might be a valid point here. Children who are going to the top senior high schools, let's see what some of them are, like Bae Inu, right, First Girls High School, and Jianzhong. I don't know how to say that in English, actually. Those are some of the top high schools, and parents are worried that, hey, my kid's pretty smart. Why does he have to be taking classes with some of these average students who can now go to this high school? So that is a concern that some parents do have about these schools. They fear that doing away with those tests will decrease the quality of education. If you do away with something, basically, it's the same thing as saying, you eliminate that thing.
If you're talking about something that's elite or the elite, you're talking about the people in society who have the most wealth and status. You don't necessarily have to be rich to be part of the elite. You might be some of the most successful people or maybe the smartest people. These elite schools are some of the best schools in Taiwan. So many of the wealthy families were also upset because they felt that the law was unfair. If you're upset, you're angry, you're unhappy. I could say I'm really upset today because my dog ran away.
Oh, no.
I'm not really. I don't have a dog.
Maybe your dog died, actually.
No. So they're angry, they're unhappy. The wealthy families feel, hey, it's not fair. This law is very unfair to us because it excludes them from a free education just because they have more money. If you're excluded, you're prevented from being part of a group. You're kept out, or maybe someone saying you can't participate.
Right. So like in the past, many clubs excluded women. They did not allow women to become members. But of course, they have to now or they're going to be in big trouble. But here, these rich people were upset. Hey, why should we be excluded from this free education just because we're rich? So that is a concern. And other people accused the Ministry of Education of hurrying through the process without having a clear plan in place. So if you accuse someone of something, you say that they did this bad thing. So others say, hey, you guys just kind of had this idea and didn't really think about it, and you've already passed it, and now it's law. The Ministry of Education, of course, is the part of the government that deals with education, schools, and related matters.
Yeah, in the States, we don't have this word ministry when we talk about different departments in the government. But here in Taiwan, we've translated a department as a ministry, so it's just the government department which oversees or handles education. A lot of things that are done in legislatures around the world are done without a lot of planning, and they're hurried through, so a lot of people feel like it's not a very wise plan that they've passed. Despite all the controversies surrounding this new program, now that the gears are already in motion, the Ministry of Education hopes that everything goes smoothly. A controversy, again, is just some sort of argument that involves a lot of people who strongly disagree about something. One big controversy that is still in Taiwan is whether we're going to allow more nuclear power plants to be built.
Well, just the one, actually, in Gongliao. That's very controversial.
Yes.
That's the adjective here. And something that is controversial is a controversy. So even though we have all these controversies around the plan, the gears are already in motion. Gears, of course, are in a machine. They're kind of like these wheels that got these teeth on them, and maybe there's a chain on it, and it affects the way something moves in an engine. And here you could say the wheels are in motion or the gears are in motion. That means things have already started, and it's going to be very difficult to stop this thing.
Yeah, so we use it a lot of times as a figurative way to say something has already started working. So we're hoping things will go smoothly. If things go smoothly, it means you don't have a lot of problems. And we're hoping that that's the case for this new law. Otherwise, I think we're going to continue hearing about it in news stories on TV or having those panel discussions, which are very popular in Taiwan, where They have these authorities or these experts who sit around and discuss hot topics of the day. Those are the controversial topics.
And certainly, yes. It's good that we have these controversial laws because, hey, they got something to talk about on these talk shows, and we can watch news stories about this endlessly because this is controversial and it will be a problem for many years to come. But I'm certainly hoping that it will help out the education system.
Me too.
I'm wondering why they wanted to do this, to do away with the exams. Is it because they think that people here are just test machines? They just memorize stuff and just pass tests and they don't really think? It's kind of up to all of you to let us know about that. I'd like to know exactly the reason why they're changing the law. But in any case, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
好，来，我们继续来看。那提到呢，这个高级中等教育法，它的法案会是在2014年正式生效。那这边有一个片语，就是 goes into effect。Effect 它是一个名词的用法，就代表效果。可是它有几个片语都是相关的，像这边 go into effect， 你有时候会看到的是 come into effect， 这个也代表生效。还有你还会看到 take 这个动词写 take effect， 这样还是表示生效。那当然有时候你会看到前面是接一个介系词 in effect， 那这个片语呢就变成实际上事实上。好，所以 effect 这个名词它其实有几个相关片语的搭配词用法，大家要留意。好，那这样子的一来，2014年生效的时候呢，这个台北啊会有四分之一的高中生他们呢可以参加入学考试。我们看到我们中文在讲分数的时候，英文呢通常会有一些跟中文非常不同的地方。那到底怎么讲分数呢？一般我们都说我们要看到一个分子跟分母，那分子的地方就用 1,2,3 这种说法。诶，可是如果是在分母的位置呢，也要用序数的说法。所以如果三分之一你会说1/3， 可是如果是三分之二呢，你会讲 2/3， 那个 third 就要变成复数形加 s。 那如果是四分之一，其实我们不会讲 1/4， 我们会像这边一样说 1/4， a quarter， 这是比较常见的用法。好，再来我们去看下一段。下一段呢他就提到说，当然大家对于这个教育制度的改变不是都很满意，很多人呢其实是很有意见的。比如说比较有钱的家长，他就会担心到了，像这样子一来的话，他们呢基本上是被这种免除学费方案里面去排除的，那他们心里会觉得不太公平。那我们就要接下来看这个排除这个字， exclude 这个动词。好，它就是代表排除摒除。那当你说exclude A from B， 好，注意到介系词它用 from， 那就是把 A 排除于 B 之外。所以这个地方就是在讲说，如果家里经济情况比较好，他们呢会被这个方案给排除掉，他们就觉得这样是不公平的。好，那提到 exclude A from B 之外，我们如果再往下读，下面还有另外一个动词，一样一个搭配词的介系词用法，请看下一句里面说的，Others accused the Ministry of Education of hurrying through the process. 好，这个地方这个动词 accused 其实是指控、控诉。那你看到 accuse A of B， 通常这个 A 是一个人或者是一个对象，你控诉谁，然后控诉说他有什么罪，你的介系词是用 of。
That is the end of our program for today, everybody. Thank you for listening, and don't worry, the new educational law will not affect our program. We're going to still be here every day for you to listen to us. And please make sure you join us again for English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.